Penguin Audio presents Cry Wolf by Patricia Briggs. Read by Holter Graham. Prologue. Northwestern Montana, Cabinet Wilderness, October. No one knew better than Walter Rice that the only safe place was away from other people. Safe for them, that is. The only problem was that he still needed them, needed the sound of human voices and laughter. To his shame, he sometimes hovered on the edge of one of the campgrounds just to listen to the voices and pretend they were talking to him, which was a very small part of the reason that he was lying belly down in the kinnikinnick and old tamarack needles in the shadow of a stand of trees, watching the young man who was writing with a pencil in a metal-bound notebook after taking a sample of the bear scat and storing the resultant partially filled plastic bag in his backpack. Walter had no fear the boy would see him. Uncle Sam had ensured that Walter could hide and track, and decades of living alone in some of the most forbidding wilderness in the States had made him into a fair imitation of those miraculously invisible Indians who had populated the favorite books and movies of his childhood. If he didn't want to be seen, he wasn't. Besides, the boy had all the woodcraft of a suburban housewife. They shouldn't have sent him into grizzly country on his own. Feeding grad students to the bears wasn't a good idea. Might give them ideas. Not that the bears were out today. Like Walter, they knew how to read the signs.